Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. Longtime Junction City Middle School wrestling coach Carl Laughlin has been named the 2021 KWCA Middle School Coach of the Year. Coach, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Back in 1986, you were a state medalist for Bishop Miege High School, coming through that program when it saw its share of success. Tell us how you started in the sport of wrestling and what your high school experience was like when you were wrestling for the Stags.
Well, it was great. My brother wrestled for Miege in the early to late 70s, and he's a few years older than I am, so when I was little, he put me into the Kids Wrestling Cup under John Cameron, and pretty successful. I decided in middle school to give that up and went on to Bishop Miege High School. Dale Mia saw me wrestle a kid a year older than I was who happened to have an accident his freshman year playing football and was paralyzed, but Jeff Lucida, who was a freshman placer the year above me, we wrestled in the kids' wrestling club, and Coach Nias talked me into going out for wrestling, and I wrestled under Coach Nias for 2 years, and then he retired, and they brought Al Price in, and boy, when Coach Price came in, Eric Aiken and Colin McKee, Tim McKee, Gonz Medina, Mike Medina, all these guys came in to wrestle, and that was just a heck of a program going on right there. Coach Price did a great job. I had the advantage of a lot of people in the state of Kansas because my wrestling partner for the next 2 years was Eric Aiken, who everyone knows Eric was a three-time state champion and went on to wrestle at Iowa State and was four-time All-American there and then won the world division or the world championship and was an alternate at the Olympics. It was just a wonderful experience. And with Coach Price and Coach Nias and all those guys I wrestled with just made me love the sport of wrestling and continued going to teach the other kids and young kids how to get into the sport and how to compete. So it was a great, great experience for my life.
So then after high school, you moved on to K-State. You didn't pursue wrestling at the collegiate level, but did you stay involved in the sport in any way during your college days, whether through coaching kids or reffing or anything like that?
Yeah, I wrestled in the murals at K-State, just kind of fun, see if I could still if I had anything left. But I lived in Manhattan for the 4 or 5 years I went to K-State, and I was involved in their kids club over there as much as I could be, being a student. When I got my job at Junction City, I immediately got involved in the kids program over here and started coaching under Coach Randy McFall at the middle school. And I haven't looked back since then. Just been coaching the middle school and helping out with the high school under Tyler Gonzalez. And when Robert Lasser was here, I helped him out as much as I could when the middle school program ended and the high school season was going on.
All right. So you've been at Junction City Middle School since 1991 when you took a teaching job and then started coaching just shortly after that. I was once given a piece of advice coming through teacher prep that you could teach elementary or you could teach high school, but stay out of the middle. What is it about that age group that has motivated you and kept you coming back year after year?
Well, that's a tough question because sometimes I ask myself the same thing. That's when you can mold the kids the most. You know, grade school, they're still kind of learning all the routines about school and stuff. And then high school, they should know it, and they should start planning for their future. Middle school, the kids are just confused. So I think having some good role models just to lead them in the right way, you know. And I'm a big sports fanatic of every sport. I've probably coached every sport that's come through the middle school at one time or another. And I just think being part of a sports program, whether it be wrestling, football, baseball, track, whatever, I just think being part of a team, it puts a little more pressure on you to be the right person, to be someone someone wants to be around instead of just do your own thing. You know, middle school, the kids are kind of confused, so I think they need some good people in there to teach them, you know, this is right and this is wrong. And when you're involved in a team, the pressure not everything showing on you, it's showing on your teammates too. So I think that just adds a little bit more where, hey, I probably should do this right so my team doesn't suffer because I got to miss because of behavior or grades or whatever it is. So I just think molding the kids is they're like clay in the middle school years, and hopefully I've done an all right job to make them successful throughout their life and high school career and college career or whatever they choose after high school.
Speaking of success, the Junction City Middle School program has always had strong numbers and has been successful year in and year out. What are the ingredients of keeping those numbers up, and what are the keys to maintaining such a successful program?
You know, we've got a pretty strong kids wrestling program through, and you never really worry about those kids because you've seen those kids on the mat. They know what the mat's about. They travel and everything in wrestling. But I think the biggest thing is getting kids in, you know, seventh and eighth graders that have never wrestled before. Say, hey, you know, sorry you didn't make the basketball team. Come try this out, because you're not at a disadvantage as far as size and strength goes, because you're wrestling a 80-pound kid. You weigh 80 pounds, so it's mano a mano. And just teach them really the basics, and you got to make it fun. You know, wrestling practice, when you get in that wrestling room and there's 50 people in the room and it's sweat all over and it's stinking, you know, it's kind of hard to push yourself through. But I think one of the things that we do is we try to make it fun. We have a lot of little competitions to just make it fun and make it easy and get the kids involved. And, you know, having the great kids program that, you know, there's so many people in Junction City that work with that kids program, having to be successful. So if you're a first year wrestler and you go out there and get your butt whooped, then you know that you have your team to support you, because these kids have wrestled for 6-7 years and they're going to go out and get those points back for you. And I think we do a pretty good job of just the team environment. You know, if you lose, it's not a big deal. You know, next time you work on, instead of getting pinned, you know, you lose by a regular decision, you don't give up as many points. So we talk about the team aspect, and although it's just you on the mat, you're fighting your butt off to help the team out, you know, staying off your back if you have to, getting the last takedown when you need it, you know. So we just work on just being involved in making it a team sport. In middle school, they've gone to a lot more tournaments. So, you know, the kids that wrestle in the first round and lose, well, you gain up so many more points on the backside that it just helps the team out so much. So, I don't know, just trying to make everybody feel comfortable, get those new kids in and give them all a shot on matches. We wrestle as many matches as we can every time we go out. So if I have 55 kids out, you know, a single duel might take a long time, because we're trying to get every kid on the mat, as much mat experience as we can.
So talk a little bit more about that connection with the kids program and with Junction City High School, now led by Tyler Gonzalez. Do you take more of a former role in the kids club and the high school, or is it more of just being there when you can, and just more of an informal role?
A lot more informal. Now, my son just graduated from Junction City High School last year, so he went on to play baseball in college. But when he was wrestling through the kids program and up through high school, I was more out front. I mean, because I was going to be there anyway. But now I just kind of like to pop in sometimes. Coach Gonzalez does a great job with the kids, and I finished wrestling last year at the middle school and went up there and helped him, and had an opportunity to see some of the kids that had come through my program, up through his program, and had an opportunity to go with them all to state and regionals, and watch our girls go out there. You know, we had a state champion, Elisa Robinson, win state. And she's, I think the last I saw, she was ranked number one in the country. So it's kind of cool to see the kids that you work with since they were 6-7 get up in high school and have some success. You know, I still talk to all the kids last year, you know, in the last 10 years that have graduated and gone on to college wrestling. You know, three or four of my last assistant coaches have been kids that I coached in middle school that went through the wrestling program, that went through, you know, a couple years of college wrestling. So it's just great to get back and still feel kind of connected. I guess it's more for me to keep me feeling younger than it is for them. They're probably like, get this old man out of the room. Let us go on. But it's just kind of fun to have that connection still and be part of Junction City, because I love this city and I love the things we're doing on the mat and all the other athletic programs too.
All right, so nearly 30 years with the Junction City Middle School Wrestling Program. Just as you reflect back, what does this Coach of the Year award mean to you, given that you vested so much time and effort into one program over those last 30 years?
Well, you know, this is a great award. I feel great, but it's I don't know. I'm not one of those people. I didn't do anything special. I mean, anybody could do it. I just found a good place to be at. I get along with all my administrators and all the other coaches in the league and around here. So it's not a job. It's just, it's fun. now sometimes it gets frustrating, but it's just fun. And I just got lucky. I mean, I got lucky to put in the position I was in. The kids do a great job. So, you know, this is more about this community, about these kids that we're coaching, and hopefully, you know, whether they go on to wrestle in college or at the high school level, we're just trying to coach them so they're successful members of society when they go out in the real world. And, you know, hopefully they remember to give back and stop by and see us all and remember that, you know, Junction City cared about them all their lives. So hopefully they'll come back and see us and help us out whenever we need some help.
So we've been visiting with 2021 KWCA Middle School Coach of the Year, Carl Laughlin. Coach, thanks for coming on and congratulations.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's great. And, you know, good luck to all you guys out there going out to start your season up in the next couple of weeks. Wish you all the best of luck.
This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast, reminding you that there are only a few grains left in that hourglass to get registered for the 2021 KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic. Navigate to kansaswrestling.org for all the details.